Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jewel.
Matters. How y'all doing out there? Hey, Jules. I know you're out there because, you know, like, you're lit up nice and brightly. How you doing?
I am doing fantabulous. That's what they say now, fantabulous. Yes, 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 I'm doing fantabulous. I got a lot to talk to you about, Duchess.
Okay. Well, first I want to talk about Mother's Day. We want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And I want to say a very, very special, special happy Mother's Day to those mothers who may not have family around them to celebrate Mother's Day with. I want you to know that there is no need to despair because you're going to celebrate Mother's Day with us here on Inside Matters. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing when you celebrate yourself. You go and you get yourself some flowers and dress up your house or your apartment with all the love that you can muster up for yourself. And know that you're loved by many, many, many people in many, many, many ways. And make yourself a huge dinner. Take yourself out to dinner if you have the means to do so. And just get out of the house and do a little something for Mother's Day. And remember the mothers that have long gone. And remember the mothers that are coming up because they need so much nurturing today, the children of today that are having babies, the mothers who are still children themselves. And there's a lot that we can do to honor Mother's Day, even though we may not have anyone around us in our immediate surroundings. So I want to say thank you to Blog Talk Radio for us to have this platform. It's been a wonderful experience doing this show with Jules. And I'm having a good time doing this, and I look forward to doing this every Sunday. So with that, Jules, what you got?
I want to say the same thing. I want to say happy Mother's Day out there to all the mothers, you know, even the ones that are having babies at 15, 13, 16. You know, y'all are mothers. You know, the mothers that have had babies that have came up with the decision to have to give their baby up for adoption. I also want to say happy Mother's Day to my mother. She's really special in my heart where, you know, I need to honor her on all days. You know, she is an honorable woman out there. And, you know, I have two generations of mothers still living where a lot of people, they don't. And I just feel like that is wonderful that I have a grandmother out there. Happy Grandma's Day. How is that? But, Duchess, I want to tell you something, girl. Yesterday, I was going through some changes. I was in my house getting hot. I was like, oh, my God, I am sweating. Air conditioner on, everything. I'm just sweating. I'm sweating. Duchess, I think I'm going through the change at 39, girl.
Get out of here.
It was hot. I mean, my house says 69 degrees, and I am sweating with a tank top on. I am going through the change. I had to call my mama. I was like, Mama, she didn't answer the phone, but I need to call her and ask her, what does the change feel like? Because it was freaky.
Jules, what you need to do is go take yourself to the doctor because you're probably coming down with the flu. Okay?
I'd rather go through the change than get a flu. No. Let me go through the change. Leave me alone.
The change is no fun, baby doll. It's no fun. So, what do we have on the agenda today? Well, you know what? Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to my mother. Happy Mother's Day. I'm having a good Mother's Day now that I'm on air. Let's do a recap, Jules. because it's been a while. We've had a number of shows in the past, and I think it's time for us to do a mini recap and explain to everyone that we are not a religious show. This show is all about you, and it's about your spiritual growth. In our first show, we did the difference between religion and spirituality, and in that show, it was determined that religion is an outside institutional matter, and spirituality comes from within, and it grows within you. You can be religious, but at the same time, you may not have that spirituality. You may go to your religious establishment every single Sunday or Friday or whatever day you celebrate, and then you come home and you beat up on people, you're mean to people, you're angry with people, and you carry this ugliness with you, and so you don't bring out of the establishment that which you learned how to do in your everyday life. And spirituality is something that's born within. Spirituality grows within. You don't have to go to church or religious institution in order for you to be spiritual. Spirituality teaches us that we love all things, everything, and we are one with our Creator, and we treat people the way we desire to be treated ourselves. Then we had the second show, and that's when Jules talked mostly about the Indigo Children, the spiritual children coming up today, in today's era, today's time. And we have come to realize that you do not have to be indigo. You're living in a time right now where every one of us is evolving. We're evolving in our own special way because each of us are one with our Creator. And whether you believe in the Creator or not, or whether you believe in a lot of this, it really doesn't matter, because the Creator and the universe and the earth and all that there is believes in you. So we're all evolving, and we're all special. We're all special, especially at this time as we grow into our new light being self. Then we discuss 12-step programs. There must be a multitude of 12-step programs out there. These 12-step programs are there for those of us who have these ego issues that are preventing us from growing spiritually. We cannot grow at a rapid pace spiritually if we're still caught up in the addiction of drugs and alcohol and gambling and overeating and all of these things our ego puts in our way so that we cannot aspire to our spiritual enlightenment. We did a show on meditation. That show was phenomenal because in that show, Inside Matters on the Air did a 16-minute spiritual meditation, and it was a guided meditation for everyone to know what it was that you were doing, and then we just did it. Next, Jules and I talked about auras and chakras, and we explored the electromagnetic field that all of us has, that all of us emit. You know, when you see those religious pictures, you see the glow around the head of those saints and things, that's their glow, that's their aura, and we all have that. And just because we don't see it, it does not mean that it is not there. We're all glowing 24/7, even when we're sleeping. Those cells and molecules in our body are firing off energy. And that, my friend, emits and causes you to have that auric field around you. Then we talked about your awakening divinity, your awakening divinity of humanity, the transformation of our planet individually and collectively, one person at a time. Once again, what that basically means is that we're all evolving. As we sit here and we go through our everyday life, Jules may have thought she had a hot flash. That may have been her evolutionary process kicking in. And that's what she was feeling. She's
way to go.
Then we had a special, special show. You know, we honored the ancestors. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We had a good old time. I fixed a meal for my ancestors, and we talked about altars. We talked about the fact that ancestors, and we honor our long ago. Today I went and got some flowers for my grandmothers who are no longer with me, and I placed them on the altar, and I honored them this Mother's Day. And the relatives or the females that have long gone transitioned into the other dimension we call death, I honored them today because they were a part of who I am today and where I am today and where I'm going tomorrow. We did a show on intuition and sensitivity, and we talked about how to awaken your spiritual gift of clairsentience. Clairsentience, that's clear feeling. There are a lot of us out there that have this clear feeling, and we explore the different clairs, as we termed them back then. Clairsentience, clairaudience, which is clear hearing. There are different clairs, and when you have time, it would behoove you to explore the different clairs, because you may have one of these clairs and not even realize that you have a very special thing going on there, and it has a name. Then, we went into why are you here and what do you want? That has a lot to do with you realizing your purpose, your personal mission, or your global mission. Personal missions are those things that we come here to learn how to forgive, how to love, how to have patience. Personal mission, where we feel that we walk through life and we have these experiences, and why are we always having these experiences with other people? And we learn that when we encounter others, a lot of times they are a reflection of what we are projecting outside of us. So you realize your personal mission may very well be that's you talking to you through another individual, even though it may be a raggedy way they're talking to you. But you're projecting this. So this person is sent to you for you to learn, for you to learn what it is you came here to learn. And until you learn that, you will always be encountered by these forces or by these individuals popping up into your life because you have not learned what you came here to learn from that person. Then there are our global missions. Global missions are things where they're more far-reaching. I consider doing Inside Matters over the radio, that's one of my global missions, because I choose to touch people far and wide with the knowledge that I have come to acquire over the course of time, the spiritual growth that I have come to appreciate. And as I share this knowledge, wisdom, understanding from my perspective, I'm able to keep it. In order for me to keep all that I am garnering, I have to give it away. That makes room for me to learn more things when I have an outlet for the giving of what I have learned. Then we talked about the energy of integrity and the bliss of walking your talk. So now once you know who you are and what you are, and you know that you really want to aspire to this global mission and this personal mission, now it's time for you to get out there and walk your talk. You just can't be giving lip service. You can't be telling people different things if you're not walking in that yourself. You cannot share with people what is a good way of being or what is something that is beneficial to them if you're not walking that talk. I remember when I smoked, I knew that smoking was bad for other people. I knew it was bad for other people, and so I felt that if I told them that it was bad for them, it was because, well, don't look at me, the fact that I'm smoking is bad for you. Just because I'm doing something bad doesn't mean that you shouldn't do, that you should continue doing what's bad for you. Well, I had to draw back on that, because if it is that bad, then maybe what I needed to do was learn how to stop the bad. And then in me learning how to stop the bad, then I might be able to assist you with you stopping your bad. So when we walk our talk, it means to me that what I am going to try my best to do is assist you, if you so desire me to, assist you with stopping whatever it is that you want to do or growing to become that which you desire to become, or as high as higher, I turn you around and I take your hand and I assist you in aspiring higher along with me. If you choose to pass me and that is functioning higher, well then guess what? It is my prayer that you will turn around and remember me and grab my hand and walk me through the process so I can catch up again. Then we talked about quieting the ego mind and shifting your perception to create peace. The ego is something else. And Jules said to us in one of the shows that that EGO was easing God out. EGO can be easing good out. In that show, we learned affirmations that help to release irritations of thought. We began to understand how chemicals affect our thought processes and emotions. We began to know how they cause the power of our ego to rob us of peace and sabotage our goals. So, quieting the ego mind is something that we all need to do so that we can shift our perception to create peace. Last week, we have a show. Last week we had a show on manifesting your life purpose. And at that time, I explained that we are going through the month of May, and one of the forecasts that I received in my email, and it's a wonderful forecast. It talks about it tells you what each month's forecast is, and it's just so. It was so coincidental that May's forecast was manifesting with three eclipses, that we are experiencing over the last couple of weeks or the last few weeks, one in April, one on the 10th, and one to come of the moon. It's a very auspicious time. Time for manifesting. And now that I've given a recap, I think I need to let Jules in here because I've just taken over. What you got, Jules? Do you have anything you want to say? I just got on the roll and I haven't even started talking yet.
Well, so I love listening to you talk because when you speak, you give a lot of information and you do get on a roll, and I don't like to interrupt because then, you know, I don't want to just mess up the flow. I love to listen to you. The only thing that I have to say is basically I love that you gave a recap for all our new listeners. I really would like to give our phone number, which is 347-324-3030, because I would like someone to call in. I would like to hear somebody to one of our old listeners to say, hey, yeah, Duchess and Jules, you know, I've experienced the things that you are talking about. And I would like to also hear somebody new to say, you know what, I can't wait to experience the things that you have talked about. Because there was something that happened today where we're talking about walking your talk and spirituality. My girl, she was getting her car polished. She was getting her car done, and you know, we went to the store. We came back, and all of a sudden, the car that, you know, the guy that was cleaning up the car had to come and say, "Listen, your windshield popped back, and the rubber snapped off, and it hit your windshield, you know, and it cracked it." You know, and I'm just like, ooh, she gonna be mad. Oh, she gonna be mad. But she wasn't. She wasn't mad. I mean, she might have had, no, I'm not even gonna say she had a little bit. She was not mad. She had to tell him, listen, you know, things happen. You know, I understand you didn't do it on purpose. The guy was saying, well, I've been doing this for 20 years and this has never happened to me before. She said, it's okay. Things happen. And I saw this spirituality come out in her. She said, the only thing that I suggest one business person to another, next time you do something like this, now here's the money that I owe you. Just say something like, you know what, I did this to your car. May it, you know, be on me. You know, I did this, you know, go ahead and let this polish or let this car wash be on me this time. I'm really sorry. Or, you know, just say next one is on me or something like that. And that's just one business person to another. Now, I'm going to pay you. You know, I'll get my insurance to solve this. But I'm just letting you know if it ever happens again, that's just a little tip. And it was just so amazing that she stayed calm. You know, some people, I don't believe you did that to my car. But she said that's a materialistic thing. So why should I get all upset about it? That's spirituality. You know, that's absolutely what we're talking about.
Absolutely. And at that particular moment, what she was doing is she was quieting. She quieted. She told any type of ego energy that may have tried to jump up in there on her, quiet that ego mind, and she shifted her perception to create peace. And that's what it's all about, what's inside. Shifting and quieting that ego mind and shifting yourself, your whole energy, to create peace around you, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. I mean, she made him feel good about, you know, I mean, I didn't mean to. She made him feel like it's not the end of the world, you know. It things happen. You know, I'm not feeling good that this happened, but she made him feel it's okay. It's okay.
Right, absolutely. So, before we start the topic, I want to say a shout-out to Czar Entertainment and say that all roads lead to Czar Entertainment. Mm-hmm. And don't forget our computer technician, Abe, out there. We want to thank you for your support and your help at what is his lettering? ACTG Computer Consulting. You go, guys. Chat with you all soon. Czar
right.
And Ace. So the topic that we have today okay. This is Mother's Day. So we got to talk about how to relate to non-spiritual environments by shielding and clearing ourselves. A lot of times people don't realize that as we evolve spiritually, stuff starts happening. And the more you evolve spiritually, whether you're trying to stop smoking, whether you're stopping drinking and drugging, whether you're stopping the gambling, whether you're stopping the overeating, you're going to have those little devilish energies popping up in there to take you off your track. And you're going to have in your daily interactions with other people, you're going to regularly pick up lots of energies. So let's explore these energies and have some simple tools we can use to easily shield and or clear ourselves of unwanted energies while still allowing healing energies in. And learning to relate to those people who aren't tuned into their own evolutionary process or the non-indigos, it is important that we remember to see everyone, through the eyes of love and compassion. Now, that's very difficult to see everyone through the eyes of love and compassion because there's some horrible, hurt-your-eyes energies out there. Each of us has chosen the lesson we need to learn for our individual growth prior to coming here. So before we decide we're going to come into what is fondly referred to as physicality, into these physical bodies, we already know the lessons that we came here to learn. So at every moment, we are at the perfect place on our spiritual path that we need to be to assist us in our mission. When we remember this, it is easier to have compassion without judgment of another.
Right where you said it is easier to have compassion without judgment for another. Sometimes I just want to put out there, it is easier. It is easier, but sometimes you gotta, it's hard to remember, especially in the environment that some of us are brought up into. So it takes sometimes a little longer for those people to recognize where they have come into this world as, because they just don't understand until, you know what I'm saying? Do you understand where I'm talking about? It's hard to remember when you are in an environment that you was placed in and you just don't remember.
There's one that we could touch on that's even harder. You know, you look at the fact that those young men, they did that bombing in Boston. And for a long time, I mean, the funeral home had the body of the guy that died as a result of being caught by the police, and nobody, nowhere, in no state, in the whole United States of America, wanted that funeral parlor to lay this body to rest. Okay, so it's like, the funeral home just had this body on and on until one woman, I can't remember, I think it's here in Virginia, this woman took up, she began to solicit different funeral plots to see just where and how, if anyone, would have the compassion, even if it was the compassion to relieve the burden of this off the funeral home. That groomed the body for its burial.
Mm-hmm.
But when we can be as ugly, or we treat others as ugly as we have been treated, then we're going against the grain of our own spiritual self. That is ego. That is not spirit. That is ego. I don't want you here because you did what you did to me. That's ego. That has nothing to do with spirit, because spirit is of the Creator. And once this individual's physical body was no longer operating, its energy, its spiritual essence went where spiritual essences go. And we don't know what's happening. It's no longer in that physical body. So, what lesson did that spirit come here to learn?
Right.
And what lesson did that spirit come here to teach us? What do we have to learn as a result of what that spirit in that physical body came here to teach us? Was our lesson to learn compassion? Was our lesson to learn forgiveness? What was our lesson to be learned by that individual in that physical body? No one is to say, so I don't want to get on that subject, because that's a sore subject for a lot of people out there. And we're all growing here. We're all growing here at the same time. So when we remember this, that our spirit, when we remember that we are at the perfect place on our spiritual path that we need to be, to assist us in our mission, well, remember this. It's easier to have compassion without judgment of another. When you encounter another that may seem different or difficult, try to find a place where you resonate together. Whoa, that's a hard one too, Jewel. Finding a place where you resonate together with somebody that's different or difficult.
Mm-hmm.
As a teacher and student, The teacher finds the level of the student's ability and starts from there. There is no right and wrong, no better and worse, only an understanding of the perfection of where each of us is at this very moment. A good teacher usually finds that level and can speak directly to it. That's a hard part. When you're in a situation and you're the student and the teacher, how do you speak directly to it? That's when you come into that detach and discern. And I like that term, because when I detach and I discern, it's almost as though I am mentally, mentally stepping back from the conversation and observing the conversation as a third party, looking at what's going on. And so when I detach and I discern, I can quickly sometimes figure out where this conversation or this interaction is taking me, and I can choose to either go there or not go there.
That's true. I had a little detach and discern a couple of weeks ago. I was dealing with little people. You know, the little people's like the 6 and the 7 year olds, and they were learning themselves. And when a child learns their self, they like to speak like a grown up. And I had to keep saying in my head, you're only seven, but you're talking to me like you're my equal, you know. But I had to say that he's only seven. He does not know. So I had to bring myself down to his level and say, sweetie, you don't talk to me like that. You know, let's talk in a different way. You know, let's speak on a different way. So I had to teach him to speak on a different level of spirituality, because he was really out there. So when you was talking about speaking on the level of that level that a teacher needs to teach their student, he was teaching me and I was teaching him. And we were both teachers and students at the same time. And that I found remarkable. It was a level of spirituality that I felt remarkable, because even the little people can teach the adults how to be students.
Yes, they can. And a good teacher is also a relationship building. A relationship building. A good teacher is also a relationship builder. And when you're dealing with adults on that level, you just look at the situation, you say, I do not care what you know until I know that you care. Mm-hmm. Through relationship building, we can relate to non-spiritual beings through compassion and understanding. And these caring relationships, seeds of transformation can be planted and will sprout at some future date. And that's what you did with the little child. You were teaching him at his level how to stay at his level, but at the same time, you may be teaching him how to say what it is that he wants to say in his own language, as opposed
right.
to using your language, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing to tell a child, you don't speak to me that way. Another thing to tell that child, that's an inappropriate way to speak. This is a better way for you to say that. So next time what will happen is they have a better way to say what it is they want to say without offending the next adult that comes along.
I didn't want him to feel, because if I felt my way, if he would have spoke that way to somebody else that did not understand, they could have really got into him, because they would have felt disrespected. And there's a lot of things and a lot of people out there that need maybe to call into us at 347 324-3030, so they can probably give us another way to be teachers and students in their own way.
That's good. That's true. The last thing I want to say about this is that a good teacher will seek to discover how the student learns best and teach that modality. We have a hard time with those people in our regular school system also. There are children coming up today that are highly evolved already, and those are those indigo children and those crystal babies that are being medicated because they have a hard time dealing with the modality of learning in the school system. It's such an old-fashioned way of doing things. They're still teaching things to children in many ways the way they taught me when I was coming up in school. Now, there are some things I feel they should have kept going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what happened to penmanship? I remember when I was growing up, that was one of the things that I learned how to do. Right across the whole wall, there was the alphabet, and everybody wrote the same way because we had to do the penmanship. People don't even know how to write now. Okay?
Because they got computers and text messages.
And you know what? They keep on with the text, and they're not going to know how to spell anymore either. Let them keep on with it.
Oh, yes. My text messages teach me, just tell me word. All I have to do is put three letters. It already knows the word that I'm trying to write.
Absolutely. The other thing, you know, with this topic, mixing up a teacher, when he mixes up his or her teaching style, the teacher may add audio. I like that. See, that's a lot of fun when you add. That's what I do with my grandchildren. I add all kinds of crazy stuff in this out, audio, kinesthetic, visual, and other styles to meet the student at a pace that resonates with them. With my grandson, a friend of mine, she teaches autistic children. She's an autistic school teacher in the public school system, and I have numbers all across my wall from 1 to, I think, maybe 20-something, the numbers, numerical pictures and things like that. And I'm teaching my 5-year-old grandson how to count. They call it touch math. And my 8-year-old granddaughter, she's a cutie pie, teaching her how to type. Learning the keyboard. She's 8 years old. She's learning the keyboard on how to type without even looking at the key. That really excites her. Oh, Grandma, how do you do that? And I said, okay, I'm going to show you how to do that. Type without looking at the key. Oh, she's having a good time. So a lot of times when we teach children different things, such as, you know, in this manner, as with the Indigo's children, there is no one way to connect with them. No one way to reach, no one way to relate. Using a variety of connecting points through nature, laughter, adventure. And when we do this in our attempt to connect with and assist, we can do this with non-indigos as well.
Wow, Duchess, that is amazing because I was out for breakfast today and I saw a lot of the indigo children, and you can just tell that they are indigo babies because they got these big, beautiful eyes, no matter what color, they just got them. And you're just like, hey, how you doing? And they just smile. Their heart sings, and it just makes you act like a little child too. And you're just like, hey, you know, and you're just acting silly, and it's amazing. But I like babies, and I love children, and I'm noticing that a lot of mothers out there want someone to watch their child and teach them sign language. They want you to be a nanny or a babysitter and teach their children sign language, and I think that is so wonderful that instead of learning French, Spanish, Italian, Japanese, I think I'm going to pick up some sign language because there is a lot of children out there. Like I was watching an autistic child, and he has this bored, that he would grab my hand, point to the thing on the refrigerator, point to his mouth, and he would tell me what he wanted. And I only watched him for like maybe a week, but I knew exactly how to relate to him, how to talk to him. Now he's getting this machine that if he wants an apple, he touched the apple, he would tell you, I want an apple. I want a this. I want a that. But we're going to sit down and we're going to learn sign language. And that is the next series that I think everybody should just learn, to just learn how to speak with your hands. It should be the next international language, you know, sign language. I think that is just wonderful.
I hear you.
Okay.
Our chat room is open also, Jewel. So if anyone out there in the chat room, if you would like to ask a question, you want to share some thought with us, let us know so that we can discuss it on air. And once again, our hotline, our open line, the number is 347-324-3030. You know what? Before we continue with the topic, I want to jump in here and I want to do an angel card for today.
Okay, I think that's fantastic.
Instead of doing all the energies at the end of the show, why don't we break them up today? This is Mother's Day. We need to do some fancy stuff on Mother's Day. How about that? So let's do an angel card and see what the angels have to share with us today.
Wait a minute. One more thing, Duchess. Are you a mother?
Am I what?
Are you a mother?
Yeah, I'm a mother. All
right. Tell everybody. She's a mother. Call in. Say happy Mother's Day to Duchess. Call in. Say happy Mother's Day, Duchess, at 347-324-3030. Duchess, if your children are out there, call on in. This is Duchess's day.
It would really be nice if my children are out there for them to call on in. This I would love to see. As a matter of fact, I would love to see my daughter call in. That would be the most wonderful thing that could happen to me. If this another mother that I'm related to, my daughter, calls in and says, Happy Mother's Day, Mama. Okay? I have four children, I have three sons, I have a daughter, and I have six grandchildren, five granddaughters, and 1 5-year-old grandson. And he's a hot ticket. He's my only grandson. I don't love him any more than I love the rest, but he is my only grandson. So, you got the energy going? You got the energy going. Here we go. I have, oh my goodness, the angels want to remind us about meditation. And the angels want to remind us that meditation is very important for all of us right now. And enjoy practicing it often. Why? Because meditation quiets mind. A quiet mind hears the voice of the angels more easily. A quiet mind hears our higher power also. I mean, I was totally wrong. Yes?
We got a call.
We do.
We got a call. Yeah. A 703 number just popped up.
Okay, well, until 703 says they want to chat with us, until they press that 1, then that means they just want to listen. How you doing, 703? Thank you for calling in and thank you for listening. We're enjoying talking about what the angels want us to do, want us to know.
Hello, Mom.
Yes?
Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Who is this?
This is Kathy.
Thank you so bad. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm doing all right, Miss Kathy. Thank you for calling me in for Mother's Day. What are
Absolutely.
You doing for Mother's Day?
Well, I went out and I had breakfast with some wonderful friends, and You know, we just enjoyed the sunshine and talked about how beautiful the day was and went over how wonderful moms can be on a day like today. And for some of us who miss our mother, you know, it's one of those things that you can reflect on and be happy and grateful that we had the wonderful people in our lives. And for those who still have mothers, just continue to appreciate the mothers you have. So we just had a good day of reflections, and it was a great day so far. Everything's wonderful.
That's wonderful. That's great. Glad you're having a good day. I'm having a pretty good day, too. I love
Well, good. Well, I just... Okay, well, I wanted to call and make sure I wish you a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You stay blessed, and I'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. That was really nice.
Yeah, I told you one of your children was going to call you. Great, Duchess, great.
That was lovely. We have a guest on the chat line also.
Do we?
Mm-hmm. We're not going to bother them. They want to ask a question. Hopefully they'll just type one in and we'll do it. Love this chat line and love this call in. It's just such a great, great thing. So, how about learning to shield and clear yourself? Clear yourself is not physically, it's psychically. You want to clear yourself psychically as you're evolving in this new age of discovery and evolution. It's the cool thing, but you got to protect yourself. Did I finish sharing about the angels, or did I take the caller before I finished about the angels? Let's do this shielding.
Okay, go ahead.
In our daily interactions with other people, we regularly pick up lots and lots and lots of energy. I do that all the time. Sometimes you can walk into a room and the energy is so thick in that room that you don't know the difference between your mood and somebody else's. We may experience someone trying to either take energy from us, to push energy towards us, especially if that person is trying to get us to do something or if another is upset with us. Other times we may have walked into or even past the situation where the energy is dense, sad, or chaotic. The energy field that surrounds each of our bodies is very sensitive and can collect a lot of foreign energies that can interfere with our individual energy field. This interference can affect our ability to think clearly, or it may feel as though we are weighed down or not grounded. I remember one of my friends used to work in a nursing home, and it was quite interesting that she worked at a nursing home where there's a lot of aging and dying and, you know, depressed type atmosphere. And the same person, her husband worked in a prison where there's a lot of anger and fighting and just, you know, non-spiritual stuff going on. And these individuals would come home and they would wonder why they were not getting along very well. There was a lot of angst. There's that word again, you know, angst in their house. And I asked her, I said, so when you come home, do you immediately take off the clothes, the uniform that you have worn to work, or the clothes, the attire that you wore in your work environment? And does your husband immediately take off his uniform and you take a shower to get that, remove all that energy off of you? And she said, that's very interesting. I never thought of that. And we don't think about the fact that during our daily activities, we come across a lot of people. And everyone has that electromagnetic field surrounding them, wrapped around them, just like we have. And our energy fields touch and mix. And I work in a place where there are a lot of packages. Can you imagine the energy that's attached to these packages that I'm handling every evening and bringing home, not only the energy, but the dirt that's attached to these packages that have come from all over the world is attached to me. So I need to immediately remove all of this stuff. There are some simple tools that we can use to easily shield and or clear ourselves of these foreign or unwanted energies while still allowing the healing energies in.
Duchess?
Yes.
I was wanting to comment on what you was just talking about, and I was always taught that these energies are vampire suckers. You know, they want to suck the good energy.
Really?
Huh?
I said, really?
Yeah, they want to suck the energy off of you because they're walking around and they feel that vibration that you are throwing out, that they want to feel good about themselves, because there's a lot of people out there that have done negative, negative, and they have, they don't feel good about themselves. There's a lot of people that really are down, their spirit is down, like you were talking about, and they just want to suck the good energy. But not only are they sucking it from you and not even lifting theirs up, but you're getting down, they're getting down, and like you said, sometimes it's just in the same household and the whole house is getting down. And we did mention this at a couple of sessions back with the ancestors, and we were talking about the altar, and we was talking about the cleansing of your house, because we are always inviting people. And there was one time where I had called my mother up and I had asked her, Mom, I have somebody that wants to live with me. I don't want to see her out in the street. And that's what I used to do in my younger days. I'm still a young girl, but I used to do that in my younger days. I always used to invite people in my space without really, you know, thinking about it. All I saw was them and their need. I never thought about my own need. I never thought about my children's need. I just wanted them to be off the street. You know, I was bringing in people who were addicted to crack. I was bringing in people who were having problems with domestic violence. Just because I saw them and their child, I was like, that baby's not going to be out on my street. Come on into my house. I fixed up my basement. I brought them into my house. And then all of a sudden, my whole household was chaotic. It was just like, this is not good energy. I don't like this anymore, you know. So they were energy, they were vampires, and they would suck my vibration. And so I had to learn spirituality, and I had to learn, like you're probably about to say, to cleanse my environment. And we have talked about that before. And it's a good feeling, you know, to help people, but you always, always have to think about yourself first. Because if you don't, then you're going to be the one who's down in the dumps. They're going to be all hippity-hippity, and you're going to be the one on the lower, the bottom. And, you know, you might think that that's selfish. You know, people be like, oh, you're so selfish. But no, like they say on the airplane, put the mask over yourself first, then help the other person.
Absolutely, because if you don't protect yourself, how can you help somebody else if you're not
right. Understanding
yourself? You know, a lot of sometimes people they drain your energy and they don't even realize it. Now, I would hope that they don't realize it. I was at work one evening, and this young woman came over to me and she gave me the biggest hug. And when she walked, I mean, it was a very nice hug. Oh, she said, you were just so good, so, you know. And as she hugged me, she walked away, and after she left, all of a sudden, I felt just wiped out. Like, I mean, just wiped out. And when I got home, I was wiped out. And I could not imagine. The next day, I was so drained still. My daughter came into the room. She said, what is wrong with you? I said, I don't know. I just feel drained. And my daughter said, you need to get up and go in the sun. And that's where I get my energy. Whenever I have an energy drain, I go outside in the sun, and I replenish myself. The sun replenishes me. So there are different types of ways to shield yourself psychically. And we'll share some of them. Well, one of the ways you can call upon, remember Archangel Michael, Jill?
Archangel Michael, yes.
Of protection, when we talked about the ark, and you can ask Archangel Michael to place a light blue bubble around you. This bubble of light carries protection energies that can help shield you from unwanted foreign or negative energies. Now, a lot of times when I have to go into some place that I automatically know is negative, there is an Islamic thing that I say, a little Islamic prayer that I've learned. And you say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. And I immediately imagine that I
Duchess.
Am the... Yes?
I'm sorry to stop you, but we got a caller. Duchess, hold on, okay? You ready to take the caller or you want me to take it?
I wanted to finish my prayer.
Okay. I was so excited.
What's the area code of the caller?
919.
I got a 919 call?
Yeah.
And they press 1?
Yep.
Yeah, I want the caller.
Okay. Go ahead. You accept the caller this time.
Okay. Caller, you're on the air, caller.
Hello?
On the air. Hello?
How are you?
I'm fine. Who's calling? Can I have your name, caller?
Yes. This is LaTanya in Tawana, and we were just calling in not only to celebrate your talk show, but also to wish you a very, very, very happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Tanya and LaTanya. TNT, that's how I refer to you. You like that?
How
huh?
you guys been?
We've been fine. How have you been?
Been great. Been enjoying the shows when we were able to peek in and see how things is going.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you've been listening to this topic. How do you feel about shielding and clearing yourself from psychic attacks?
Well, I hadn't heard it today yet. This is why I'm just ringing in now. But previously, I was you guys.
That's all right. We'll be online on demand after the show is over. We'll
okay,
online.
So I can hear it, right?
Yes, ma'am. You sure can. Right.
Well, I will definitely check it.
After we are off air, it's online.
All right. Well, I want to go ahead and finish listening to the show, so I just wanted to say Happy Mommy's Day to you.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you very much, both of you.
You
and Happy Mother's Day to both of you too, because you are phenomenal mothers. I know to yours and many others. Okay?
So thank you so much.
Take care.
You,
stay blessed.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Wow, that was nice. Jules, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
That was really nice.
I saw their number pop up, so I'm just like, woo! I gotta get them in. I didn't want them to hang up. Yes, TNT is singing Happy Mother's Day to my fabulous mother and to Duchess and yeah.
That's nice. That's a blessing.
I told you, people out there say Happy Mother's Day to you, Duchess, because I know you are a great mother. Anybody else out there want to say Happy Mother's Day? It's 347-324. Wait a minute. Another person just popped up on us. 324-3030. It's another 919.
Okay, we have a Mother's Day call from area code 919. You want to take this, Jules, you want me?
I'll push it this time. Hello, this is Jules 919. What is your name and where are you from? Maybe they just want to listen.
Mm-hmm. Got that right. You got opening those mics on people who just want to listen. You can also visualize a clear bubble of light that's around you. This bubble has a mirror-like substance on the outside that reflects all of the foreign or negative energies back out into the universe to be recycled. So there are different ways, and I'm sure you can. There are ways that when you're in the shower, your intention can be that you are clearing yourself of all negative energies. I love to do the white light bath. That's one of my favorites. And what I like to do is put some baking soda and some essential oil sage, about 10 drops, and some sea salt, and sit there in the bath and imagine myself being cleansed. And then what I will do is I will stand up and I will allow the water in the tub to flow and just imagine my intention that I am clearing myself of anything that has wanted to attach itself to me. And then I take my shower and call it a night. So there are lots and lots and lots of things that we have to, we can do to clear ourselves. So, options to clear yourself from, there are options. Other people's energies mesh into your field. You feel clear. You need to be to feel clear, you need to be totally in your energy and grounded to the earth. This exercise will allow other people's energy to fall away from you and become aware of your own cosmic flow. I love this. I love this energy. This exercise. Basically, what you do is you take a deep breath, a few deep breaths. You become aware of your spine and focus your energy near the bottom of your spine. This is where the first chakra is located. Focus your attention to this area of your body and feel a tube of energy extend from this area into the center of Mother Earth. Now allow all energy, which is not yours, to let go and be released down this energy tube into the center of Mother Earth. The Mother embraces this energy, and all of this you're listening and you're imagining it as it's flowing away from you. So the Mother embraces this energy and allow yourself to feel her transmute this energy into the light. It can be very, very comforting. Once you feel clear, become aware of the rhythm and heartbeat of Mother Earth. Feel all of nature and all of her energy come up through the earth and into the bottom of your feet. Feel that energy flow into your first chakra. Become aware of the cosmic energy of the galaxy, the stars, the planets, and feel that energy flow down into your crown chakra. If it is easier to visualize a pure white light coming in from the universe, you can use that as well. Feel this energy move through and down your back and allow it to flow into the first chakra. Now allow the energy of the earth and the energy of the sky to merge and to flow effortlessly up the front of your body through the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth chakras, and then into the crown chakra. Allow it to shower around you and to emerge with your I am presence. Now, if you are outside, you can do this wonderfully. But you can also imagine doing this sitting right in your own space inside your apartment or inside your home. Just imagine all of this. You can imagine this light going down from your first chakra all the way down through the floor into Mother Earth. It all has to do with visualizing. Or you can visualize a meter that shows a percentage scale and ask your angels to show you the amount of other foreign or negative energies that are in your energy field right now. Once your angels show you the amount of energy which is in your field, ask them to remove that amount of energy from your system. Visualize the angels removing all energies which are not yours. Tune in again to this meter until your meter is showing you that you are cleared from all of these energies.
Wow.
And thirdly, stand still and focus for a moment on your breathing. Then say the following phrase out loud and with conviction. I intend and set forth that any foreign and negative energies be disconnected from me now and sent back to their rightful place. Visualize all of the cords and energies that have been attaching to you simply falling away. Next, visualize a bright white light coming through your whole field and clearing away any of that residue. You can practice with any and all of these simple tools to see which ones resonate with you. Not every one of these will resonate, not all of these will resonate with everyone. You will also see how quickly you feel lighter or have a sense of peace and groundedness. Settle into your beingness once you have cleared your field. Some of us get into the habit of doing this so often that all we have to do after a while is just say, I am clear of negativity. And that's it. And it automatically just is. So, with that, we talked about clearing ourselves of negative energy, negative people, our negative environment, and Jules shared with you saging, cleansing your house, cleansing your apartment, cleansing your environment. You can do a saging of self also. You can stand outside, you can burn some sage, and you can just stand over the sage, and you can just let it just envelop your whole entire being.
That is true, Duchess. That is so true. And it makes you feel so good. It makes you feel like an entity has been lifted. I mean, you just breathe. You walk with grace. You just walk with your head held high, and you feel good about yourself. It's like a self-conscious thing. And that was what I've been going through for the past couple of days. Just, I've lost my self-confidence. And when I did what you just told me to do or just said for others to do, I stepped outside the box. If you look on my Inside Matters picture, you see a different glow about me, a different glow about my face. I was I went to France this weekend. You know, I went to Paris, you know. I ate
so cool.
French cuisine, you know. I went to Paris and ate French breakfast, and it was just, like, so wonderful. I took a picture by the Eiffel Tower, and it was nice. It was nice. I felt a confidence about myself. When I went to go buy a dress, it's not a dress that I would usually wear, but this woman said, "You look good in that dress." But I think people are going to talk about me. She said, "People are going to talk regardless, but wear and step with your head held high because you can't change who you are. You're a beautiful inside, then you make yourself beautiful on the outside. Walk your walk. Talk your talk and just walk with it." And that's what I did. I put on my shoes and I stepped. Got my hair done and I stepped. I put my lipstick on and I smiled. And whether a person was talking to me or not, talking about me or not, I would look forward and I stepped. And I saw those babies. I was like, "Hey, baby." I smiled. I was who I was and who God wanted me to be. And I was happy. And we went to Paris, France. And I was like, yeah. We went to Paris,
France.
We can go
around the world. We can go around the world and stay right here in the United States of America.
Yes. Isn't that wonderful? You pick a country and just, "I'm going to have Italian today," and go to Olive Garden and be in Italy. Be in Italy. Yes, that's how you do it. That's how it's done. And it's wonderful. Go to Korea. Go to China, Japan, and go and get hibachi. You know, it's wonderful feeling. And post the pictures on Facebook and say, "This is where I went."
And for those mothers out there who don't have anyone in their immediate environment to celebrate Mother's Day with, take yourself out to dinner to another country. You can go eat some Greek food. You can eat some Italian food. You can eat some French food. Go online. If you can go online and type in, you know, restaurants in your area and choose the country you want to visit this evening.
And one more thing, Duchess, if you have a baby, take your baby to the French restaurant, and now you and your baby has now taken you to France. Give her a kiss. Give him a kiss, and y'all go to France together and have dinner. You know, have dinner with your baby. That's who made you a mother, so enjoy it. That's who made you a mother.
Also, it's a nice time for us to, you know, when we have these indigo children, they love these new experiences, I'm telling you. And that's their way of learning how to have manners, table manners, in different types of restaurants and different countries, okay? That should be great. That's a good thing. So, you know what? We're beginning to wind down here. And
right.
Before I talk about next week's topic, what I want to do is I want to once again say hello to Czar Entertainment. Thank you so much, because we know that all roads lead to Czar Entertainment for your entertainment needs. And we also want to say hello to Abe at ACTG Computer Consulting. And I want to do the animal medicine card for this week, Jules. And so you better pump up the energy. Pump up the energy. Pump it up.
I'm gonna have to pump up the energy. I'm going to have to pump it up. I'm going to have to focus in. But, Duchess, I'm going to have to get off the studio, to get off the mic really, you know, early before I can hear it. But please, Allah, please, God, please, higher power, please, put your energy in those cards and pick a card for all of the creation, all of mothers, all of fathers who are playing the roles of mothers. Let's pick the card. But I'm going to have to let you go, Duchess.
Okay. You have enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next Sunday. Same place.
All right.
Same time.
Okay. Right? I'm a mother, too. Talk to you later.
Well, Jules has selected the card for the day. Well, she's helped you select the card for the day. And as I pull the card, what do we have? For those of you who are new, the animal medicine card is a Native American tradition, whereby we pull the card near the end of the show and we find out which animal wants to speak to us for the week. And the animal that wants to speak to us for the week is my buddy. How about skunk? Everybody has an aversion for skunks, but let me tell you something. Skunk is the card of pride. That's what skunk means. Nope. Skunk is reputation. That's what skunk is talking about. Skunk is talking about your reputation. And if you have chosen this symbol, you are being asked to notice the kinds of people who are attracted to you. If they emulate favorable characteristics, have enough self-esteem to recognize those characteristics within yourself. Walk tall and be proud of the accomplishments you have made. Bear in mind that what you believe about yourself is your ultimate protection. Project self-respect. And with that, I want to say it's been a wonderful, wonderful day here on Inside Matters. I've enjoyed spending this time with you. And with that, I want to talk about eliminating. Next week's topic is eliminating toxic and time-wasting activities. This spiritual mission will help many others, many, many others. When you have a spiritual global mission, it means that you're going to help a lot of people. And when you succeed at this mission, everyone benefits. But a lot of times, we don't know what our mission is until we are already in our mission. You may be an author and don't know it yet, or a healer and don't know it yet. You may be anything that your mission requires you to come forth and do, and you may not know it yet until you discover the energy of it. So, with that, we want to talk about next week's topic being you. Eliminating toxic and time-wasting activities. And that's how you're going to be on point with who you are, because it's the inside that matter. And Duchess and Jules, that Inside Matters is not about us. It's all about you and what you desire to aspire to spiritually. So come and spend time with us next week. Same time, same place. You can visit our website at InsideMattersTalk.com. Go online and visit us at BlogTalkRadio.com, Inside Matters Talk. And always remember that when you call in at area code 347-324-3030, and you press that 1, you'll be speaking live to Duchess and Jules. So may you be blessed and enjoy the rest of your Mother's Day. As we sign out, everyone, take care. This is Duchess saying love you. Bye-bye.